Well, congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
Engaged?
I'm an engaged man.
Yeah, it's two of us.
Beautiful day, really.
Yeah. I know everyone's disappointed we didn't engage each other, but I think we're probably going to lose about half the listeners now. They're holding out. You know, all those fan fictions, they're just hoping maybe one day one of these will come true.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, so now everyone's going to... Well...
That about does it for this podcast.
Yeah, we hung in there long enough.
Time to hit the old dusty trail.
Hmm, seems like all those homoerotic jokes were just jokes. Fuck.
Unless.
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 Wait, no, you... Yeah, wait.
Just joking around.
Yeah.
One last.
I love that one.
Wait, what's that face? Do that again.
Just the fucking unless. But I don't, you know, I don't even know what that is an exaggeration of, but it's probably the least. Can you imagine doing that in person? It's like my dick. Just kidding. Unless. Are you okay, dude?
No, I'm having a minor stroke, yeah. Actually.
So I need head right now.
No, I'm playing though. No, I'm playing.
I like how it's just the inverse, you know? Instead of like tongue out and like eyes like uh-huh, it's like the inverse of that. Like sucking your face in.
Why do you look like a Simpsons character when you do that? That's weird. I've never seen your face make that shape.
What's up, guys? This is the CMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Man, that's so crazy. You share an engagement anniversary with...
No, don't say it. Don't fucking say it.
Lil Durk in India.
Wait, what?
Lil Durk proposed to India.
Today? Or yesterday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something about the...
Well, yeah, and Jake Paul knocking out Tyron Woodley.
But here's the thing, dude. I was just talking about this with Kyle. This is a big, huge win for me.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going on.
No.
I swear to God, my friend, or Kelsey's brother, actually, was showing me a clip, and I was like, of the knockout, and I was like, what do you mean? It happened?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Didn't even know.
I have some thoughts about that. We can talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But happy engagement, Jake Paul knockout Tyron Woodley, Lil Durk India Day.
Stop.
That's fine. Mine is happy Alina Noel engagement Jimin birthday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's Jimin's birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday, Jimin, by the way.
That's how much I love BTS.
Wait, has it been a year since you proposed?
Yeah.
Over a year?
Yeah.
When did you do it? What was the day?
What the fuck?
Is what?
Did Alina call you? Is this a trick?
No. No, I just was wondering.
October 10.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In case I ever forget, when's Jimin's birthday?
I would never forget Jimin's birthday. Ever. October 10th. Idiot.
Oh.
What is it?
October 13th.
October 13th. What is it? Wait, so did you get your proposal date wrong?
Edit that out. Edit that out. Edit that
which
out.
Which date did you fuck up? His birthday or your proposal date?
My proposal date.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, see, now I'm fucked up. Yeah, it's probably 13th or 12th. It's one of those.
I mean, you don't have to like know, right? It's not like an anniversary, is it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, I'm an engaged man. Feels good. Feels good. It was a wonderful day. Funny story though. So I'll tell you how it went down. So I like had her, my parents flew in. I had her parents, her best friend flew in. I had another best friend, one of her best friends drive up from San Diego. A couple of our other friends drove up. So there was like 15 people and her cousins were in town too. That's why I was waiting. I've had the ring for a couple months and I was just waiting for her cousins to be in town.
Got it.
So that we could all do it or be together. And I had everyone meet at this place in Malibu, and I like made up some lie during brunch about why I had to go there. And she was like, I don't understand. Like, so weird. And I was like, just come meet me. We'll spend the day out there. It'll be super fun. And I thought of everything in this scenario. The one thing I didn't anticipate at all was that she did not want to go to Malibu. I was like, she's going to want to go. It's like the best place ever.
Yeah.
And I'm in the car and she calls me. She's like, I don't understand. Like, why do we have to go to Malibu? It's an hour away. This is so annoying. And I was like, that's a good point, honestly, but it's going to be fun. Just trust me. And so I get there early. I'm freaking the fuck out. Were you nervous? Were you shitting your pants?
Yeah, like I piss and shit and threw up in my pants.
Dude, I was farting and crapping. And
yeah, I like opened my pants and went, ooh, yeah. And shit. And
puking
pissed.
Into your...
No, Saturdays are back. Saturdays are back.
We can't do that anymore. But yeah, anyways, I was microwaving my own vomit. I was so nervous and eating it.
Well, dude, the crazy part was is when I got down on one knee, all the puke and shit squeezing out of my joggers around my ankles, going around my shoes and around my stomach. Yeah.
In my shoes. You know?
Saturdays are back. Enough.
They're
enough.
They're back.
I was definitely, it's definitely pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was just, it was clearly something was going on at breakfast. Like, I was like, drumming on the table and like clicking my teeth and wasn't eating a single thing.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, I had too much coffee. I was just like, I can tell you're being fucking weird. So I was like, oh, I gotta go. And I just left. And so she's like, I don't know why the fuck we're going to Malibu. And her cousins are like, no, it'll be fun. Cause they were in on it.
Yeah.
They're like, it'll be great. It'll be super fun. Let's go. And so she got there. I was on the beach. I had like a little beach proposal picnic set up on the beach, like a nice little umbrella and some flowers and stuff like that. And so she went straight into the house and she didn't see anything. And then she walked into the living room and everyone was in the living room. And she's like, what the fuck? Why is everyone here? And they sat her down and I made this like long video about our relationship. It like takes her through time. And at the end, it says, can you meet Cody on the beach? She's got a question to ask you.
Got it.
So she walks down to the beach and like the people that did the beach proposal setup or whatever, they emailed me earlier in the week and they're like, where on the beach do you want it? So I like screenshotted Google Maps and I was like, just put it right here.
Right.
They put it like 50 feet from the gate, right? It was like way further than I intended.
Right.
So the walk that she had to take was really like long and a little bit like, I was like, over here. And she's like, okay, like walking, like crying. And I'm just bawling my eyes out. And like the walk was just so awkwardly long.
Yeah.
But the funniest part was that, and then I proposed and I was crying so hard I could barely ask the fucking question.
Wow.
It was so, I was like the most emotional I've ever been.
Wow.
Everything, she said yes, luckily.
I was going to say the awkward part is when she said no.
Yeah, exactly.
Took that long walk through the sand and she's like. No.
She said, fuck it.
Oh yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. She said, fuck it.
Fuck it, why not? Fuck it.
The best part though, so she said yes, we hug, we kiss, whatever. The funniest part was before she even got there, I was going to check out. Like, I had this whole plan. I've been planning this for weeks. Everything, there were so many moving pieces, like everything had to go. And that's like part of the reason I was so nervous is because there was so much shit that had to go right.
Yeah.
And it's just funny the shit that happens that you just don't anticipate at all.
Always.
This is what happened. I go, she's not even there yet. I go to like talk to the girl who's setting up the beach thing. And as I'm walking, I'm like, what's that smell? And I look down and there's a gigantic dead seal on the beach between the gate and where I'm gonna propose. It's like a walrus. It has like a tusk coming out of it. It's just rotting. There's like birds picking at it. I was like, could anything possibly be worse than this? This beautiful moment. There's this gigantic rotting carcass on the beach.
Well, what's really funny is you cut some guy off in traffic and he knew you were proposing. And he's like, yeah, I got something for your ass. And he pulled up and he actually dragged it out of his trunk. It fell out of the flatbed of his truck. It just like went and he just, two-handed dragged it across the beach. He's like, this will fucking show you, dude. Left it.
I'm like looking at this thing. I'm like, are you fucking serious? My dad's like, she won't even notice it. I didn't notice it. It looks like a log. And I was like, perfect. So like the gate, like if I'm her, right, and she's looking at me, yeah. It's just a straight shot to me, yeah. Right, from the gate right behind me, just to me, like this.
Yeah.
The dead seal was probably, it was probably 10 feet to the left.
Right.
So I was like, if she just takes a straight shot and she's looking at me the whole time, we'll be fine. I'm standing there like this with the ring watching, and she comes through the gate, for some reason, takes a right. And then comes towards me, literally walks within like half a foot of this giant rotting carcass.
And you're like a dog.
Yeah, just come here, look at me, look at what I'm doing. Luckily, she doesn't notice it. And then I'm like, I'm not going to tell her because
yeah.
I'm not going to say like, you know, ruin this perfect day. I was like, hey, remember that carcass you walked by on the way to the happiest moment ever? And then I wasn't going to tell her on the way back. I look behind and she's taking a selfie with the dead carcass like this. And I was like, all right, we're good.
Nice. Yeah, nah.
Pretty fucking funny. But it was just like, it's been so shitty for the past week. Like the weather in LA. It's been colder than New York here. I've never seen LA this bad ever.
Really?
I don't think when's the last time you remember LA being this cold and rainy?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's like, I don't know, this year in particular has been brutal. Like, my heat wasn't working last year, too, because I never turned it on.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was just like, so I was just like, blessed that the fucking sun was out, the day was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a really happy day, you know?
Nice,
man. I mean, we had a big group dinner with her family and my family and everyone that was there.
You guys ate the seal carcass for dinner?
We did. Yeah. We don't waste. So we took it and chopped it up and ate it. Blubber. Really good.
Hey, y'all were just eating Vaseline for dinner. Yeah. Just microwaving pieces of fucking walrus. It just turns into jello.
It's just all fat.
Yeah.
Just really fucking hearty meal.
Yeah.
Good for the cold weather, honestly.
Everyone's breathing slower.
It's really good.
It's just taking years off your life with every bite.
That's just traditional proposal food.
Yeah. Someone's grabbing their shoulder. It's fine. It's fine. You'll work through it.
I can feel it. It feels weird. It's like, I can't breathe.
My left shoulder really hurts, guys. You'll be okay. Just eat more dead walrus. What I love is that how LA is that this is dead walrus and how many people just walked around it.
I know.
So that is the most LA thing, that a whole proposal could occur next to a dead carcass of fucking animal. Just
we can't fucking get away from dead animals.
No, we can't. It's just the fun.
No. Yeah, so I ran it over with my car.
Yeah. I was gonna say
at the end, just for good measure.
I was gonna say, you know, put it on the beach.
Exploded.
You know, put it on the beach if someone hit it with a jet ski.
Yeah.
It popped up out of the water for air. And someone just went, just sent it 50 feet.
I'm kidding. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all. Mm-mm.
There's nothing funny about hitting a walrus on a jet ski.
The sound it made when it got hit by the jet ski,
like
either.
The fucking Dolphin Olympics. Remember that game?
Yeah, yeah. That's it's definitely not funny the sound it would have made either.
Yeah, no.
It definitely was not like stepping on a clown horn. It was not like that at all.
Do it again.
It's kicking a clown horn. It definitely was not funny.
Oh, God. Not funny. That's not funny at all.
No.
It's not funny at all eating it.
No.
No. Cutting it open and eating it.
Mm-mm. It's not funny thinking about it going through the air and one side's heavier than the other, so it's just doing like a weird, like, you know, tumble forward. And then when it hit the sand, that was not funny either.
Not funny.
It just went, doof, doof. Yeah, just hard as thud. Oh, man. I saw someone say when Tyron got knocked out, his ass jiggled as well. It's so mean.
Man, that was a crazy knockout. That clip, what a clip. Holy fudge.
Yeah, but I think it was kind of interesting. A lot of things are interesting about it, and I know everyone will be like, don't fucking he's definitely gotten a lot better.
Jake Paul?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, last time I talked about this, they confused, you know, a lot of his fans got like sensitive about what I was saying, because I think what I was trying to say was he has a right hand, but he hasn't shown anything that's like, ooh, like, this guy is a phenomenal boxer, right? Strictly speaking on like his footwork and, you know, to me, he doesn't seem like a natural. Like, mm-hmm. he's like an athlete, though. He's like committed to learning and like getting better at it. But to me, he's not like a dude who gets in there and he's like really light on his feet just naturally. And it's just like, oh man, this dude is whatever. It was really funny how many people were like, this is rigged. This is rigged.
I mean, why would you like, if it's rigged, why would you agree to be knocked out like that?
Not like that.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it's rigged, you're just going to lose on points and then that's it. Another thing I thought was interesting was I think his natural expression, and people are like, oh, he gassed out. I don't think he gassed out. I think he just breathes like that.
Mm.
I think he just hangs his mouth open. I think that's just how he is. He's still like, when it got spicy, he didn't really look that put together.
Did it get spicy? I don't know. I watched. So it was a win for me that I didn't know was going on, but then afterwards I was like, I'll check out the highlights. And I watched the YouTube video, and it was like, I don't know if it was just a bad edit or what, but the guy was like cutting to all the action.
No,
and
there
wasn't
was,
a lot of action. It was kind of them hugging.
It was really, really bad. It was an awful fight. And I think it was because Jake was planning on the counterpunch. He was trying to bait him in. So he wasn't doing a lot of work like jabbing him up and looking busy. His strategy was like really simple. It was like jab a little and then like he's kind of like backing up or getting Tyron to bite. And Tyron, he just, no matter what training he does, he just looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does that fucking wide-ass, flat-footed stance. His hands are, like, up here. And I think his whole, you know, the way he's fought his whole life is being able to do this, like, crazy shuffle forward and spark people with that right hand. So I just think it was a great matchup for Jake because it's like, all right, he hit me with the hardest shit, and I was all right. As long as that doesn't happen to me, I'll be okay. The most action was Tyron accidentally elbowed him.
I saw that one.
And cut him open.
Yeah, I saw that.
No,
it was a headbutt, wasn't it? Didn't he do that too?
No, they kept saying it was a headbutt. And Tyron, like, or I guess you call it a headbutt because Jake, like, dipped down.
Mm.
But Tyron, like, he covered up and, like, his elbow.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure clearly, like, contacts his forehead. But all that to say, I still feel like, I think here's what's interesting about you not knowing about the fight. Most people didn't know. I found out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Because I just happened to be like cruising some like boxing thread on Twitter. And then someone's like, oh, Jake Paul, such and such. I thought that was wild. I'm like, damn, it's not even on my Discover page.
Yeah.
Not until like the day of. And it's interesting because I think even the Tommy Fury fight, people are saying Tommy Fury's a bigger draw. I thought he was less of a draw. I feel like we only heard about it because it was Tyron, maybe.
Yeah.
It's really grim when, like, you look at all the stuff leading up, like, Jake bought him a Rolex.
I know.
That whole, just, ugh.
It's grim because it, like, worked.
Yeah, but
at
the end of the day, he's only, like, five fights in, and he's doing what you're supposed to in boxing, which is, like, you line up matches that work for you. And I think he's still just knocked out a 40-year-old man who doesn't really know how to box.
Yeah.
And boxing, I think that's a great thing to illustrate, is that boxing and MMA are not the same.
Yeah.
And so that's why Jake is so confident being like, I'll fight Masvidal, I'll fight whoever. Because for them to adapt to strictly boxing, it's not the same.
Hmm.
So I do think Tommy is going to be tough for him, though. But he could win.
Is it going to happen?
I think it will.
And what's the story? He said he had, like, concussions or some shit. I don't know.
I didn't pay attention to any of that. I just, you know, I definitely legally streamed the fight.
You legally streamed
it. I definitely legally streamed the fight.
You legally streamed it from the pay-per-view that you bought.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I definitely legally paid for the fight.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's really good to know.
Yeah. I mean, I think the interesting thing is no one gave a shit, and I really think it'd be harder for anyone to give a shit about the next one. I actually think those first couple fights he had were only so big because of, like, the pandemic. Like, he kind of hit it at the perfect time where everyone's kind of just in the house.
Yeah.
Bored.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it still was, like, a packed venue or whatever, like, stadium they have. It looked like it was packed.
Oh, yeah, no. They definitely sold tickets. Yeah. I'm not saying that the hype has died off, per se. I think when you compare it to the first one, it's a flawed comparison because I think that first one was, like, exponential numbers that anyone would struggle to hit normally. Yeah. So... But I think the thing that everyone is just going to have to accept is everyone has to get Jake Paul tattoos. And this kid is, he's punching his way into boxing. Well, we'll see. I mean, the next one, I think whatever boxer, if he fights a competent boxer in the next three fights, I don't know how well he'll do. I really don't. Because, yeah, he sparked out Tyron, but, like, Tyron, exactly what you said, would just, like, lock up with him and then just hug.
Mm-hmm.
And then
beautiful moment.
The commentators are so funny because they were even Jake didn't really show a lot. And they were like, none of these guys want to fight. And then at the end of rounds, they'd be like, who'd you give that to? Like, I give it to neither of them. Yeah, like they were so over it.
I think everyone's pretty checked out.
That's what I mean is now. Even on the third one, even here's the crazy part. I almost feel that even if he gets knocked out, no one cares.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, who gives a shit?
Which is a win for him.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I think that's a good point about culture and social media is that, you know, now we're so depressed, we're at the point that if Jake Paul got knocked out, we'd all just shrug our shoulders.
It's like,
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a win for him not to be knocked out when people really wanted him to be knocked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now he's like, he's gotten to the point where it's like, even if he does, everyone's kind of like, oh, well, it's okay.
Really? Yeah.
That happened last night? Oh. Huh. I think I saw a clip of that on Twitter.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I think also... I was thinking last night, I think Jake Paul in some ways kind of like Limp Bizkit.
What?
Like, it just feels like every few years there needs to be like sort of like a tattooed guy who's like really, like some tattooed white guy who needs to be really extra.
Okay.
You know, and that was like Fred Durst for a while.
Yeah. You know? Who else?
I think MGK qualifies a little bit.
Okay. You know? That's fair.
And then, like, Jake is kind of like his own breed of that. Yeah. So I kind of feel like, you know, I used to think, oh, who's like a Jake Paul fan? Who could be an adult Jake Paul fan? I'm like, oh, yeah. It's anyone who would have liked Limp Bizkit in the early 2000s, but is just born now.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a dude who woke up this morning and put on his Jake Paul shirt and was like, my boy, he did that shit, dude.
Yeah. There's grown men still referring to themselves as Jake Paulers.
Yeah.
Remember when he used to call his fans that?
Yeah. It was really funny when Ariel Helwani, like, fucking... What I love is that we share something with Jake.
What?
You can't escape your early creative.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Yeah.
And Ariel Helwani, in the middle of the ring, after knocking out Tyron Woodley, I think it was almost the only thing that could demote Jake Paul's happiness.
What did he say?
Would you say it's every day then?
No way.
Something
oh
like
my
that.
God.
And you saw it. That was actually the, like, you know, for all the fighting we've seen Jake do, that's the most stunned I think we've ever seen him. Yeah. He went, it's every day, bro. Ooh. Oh. Weirdly,
he just had to do it.
Weirdly, I felt for him.
Yeah, exactly. We could make like a, you know, like a box office smash movie, right? And you know, we'd be accepting our speech at the Oscars. Is that the one?
One of them.
One of them. Grammys. We'd be getting a Tony.
At the Streamies.
We'd be getting an AFGOT or whatever.
At the Streamies.
At the Streamies, yeah.
That our PR firm paid
yeah.
us
yeah.
to be at.
And the person reading the thing would be like, now that's not cringe at all. It's Cody Cole and Noel Miller coming up here, guys. And we're like,
oh, no. No, no, no. You're being too generous. You know what they say?
What?
I guess it pays to keep your dick fat.
Yeah. yeah. I had someone say that to me at a bar the other day. He came up, he's like, keep your dick fat, bro. And I was like, get away from me.
Ow.
No, ow. It'd be like, we'd be in an interview maybe, you know, on a talk show or something like that. You know, Jimmy Fallon maybe, talking about the movie and everything, all our huge successes. And he'd be like, so what's up with those girl-defined girls? They're pretty weird, huh? He'd be like, yep, they are.
Yeah. No, it'd actually be, you guys have been making a podcast for a long time. just, Noel, sorry. Cody, when Jake Paul confronted you while getting a haircut, and I'd be sitting there like, cool, yeah, no, I thought we came here to talk about the movie. And then Jimmy Fallon's like, well, my talking points just say
yeah.
Jake Paul haircut.
So what's the what's your guys' favorite that's cringe you've ever done? Those girl-defined girls are so weird.
Jimmy, it's 2040. It's 2040.
YouTube doesn't exist. You can't find that.
Yeah, YouTube
anymore.
Got bought out by yeah. VidMe after they came back, and then they sold it to Facebook. Yeah, now it's you know, VR face video viewer.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
It's just, they're so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Those girl-defined girls.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Yeah, they came out with another one. Everyone's all up in arms about.
Oh, yeah, they someone said that to me yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, they are at the bar again. Same bar, I think. Right after, I think it was honestly the same night as the kid that said, keep your dick fat. Someone else said, do you hear the girl-defined girls came out with a video that said they're not attracted to their husbands? And I was like, really? That actually does sound kind of interesting.
We could watch it.
Try and find that.
I don't think you have to try. I think it's just there.
I honestly, today, normally I'd be like, nah, dude, we got today.
Today, you're ready. You're ready.
Yeah. Could I get a Liquid Death mountain water, please?
Nah, we left them all down on Earth, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm struggling, man. I need something. And also, we got gifts that we got to open.
Oh, yeah.
So we do this first,
yeah,
then
we should
do Girl Defined?
Yeah, okay. Talk about Jesus. This for me, dude?
Thanks, bro. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I'm solid. Thank you.
Yes, these are gifts that we bought each other, right?
Yes.
Yes, and we know what they are.
Yeah.
Do you and remember? Enjoy the. Yes, I know what that is.
Where were you when you bought this? Well, I guess you can't tell me because it would
ruin it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited that I'm going to open this because you know exactly what it is?
Yeah, I know exactly what it is. I remember buying it at adamandeve.com. I mean.
All right, first gift that's from Cody that was purchased for me by Cody is. Is this?
There it is, dude. Hope you like it.
Is this a Harry Potter scarf?
It's a Harry Potter scarf. Yep. It is.
What is this?
It's not a Harry Potter scarf. It's a Duke.
It's a. Was I supposed to give this to you? I think
what
I was supposed
fuck?
To. Just kidding. I opened my gift to you.
No, dude. I got this for you, man. That's
no,
yours.
No, I think.
It's a Duke scarf. I hope you like it.
Candace, ask the producers who is supposed to give what. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Hope you like it, man. That's the school that I went to.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, man.
Yeah.
I guess I went there, too.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Duke, more like puke, am I right?
Okay, give it back. That's not funny.
Oh, man.
Okay, can't wait to open my gift.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this thing?
What? Oh, that one. It was a nice
show
gift.
Show a little respect.
No, I'm saving it for later.
Okay. Nice wrap job,
thanks,
my man.
Thank you.
What is this? It feels like some kind of book. You know I love books.
I knew you'd like that one. Show him. Yeah, How I Built This by Guy Raz. I knew you'd like that one.
I actually am fucking stoked right now. Seriously, this is sick. Thank you so much,
no
man.
Problem, dude. Yeah.
You gotta... Thanks, dude. Thanks, man. Damn. All right, open your next one.
All right, my next
I remember that one. Oh, you're gonna love it. It's a dog. It's a dog calendar.
Right? Oh, wow. Yeah, dude. Thank you. Thank you for the wow for this
records.
Yeah,
this, there you go. Vinyls.
This Black Soprano Family, vinyl.
Yep.
This is Benny the Butcher and
yep,
all his boys.
I knew you're a big fan.
Yeah.
So,
and the Sean Price M Phases. This is the EP. Damn, Lane of the Crooks.
Yep.
How about that? Thank you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to pull a little Nardwar.
Yeah.
Get you some records.
Thank you.
So, a new yeah.
How Canadian.
Went to the record
of you.
Store.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah,
dude.
No problem, dude. If you're listening on audio, Cody and I, you know, we dapped each other up and it was really painful. And we did it flat handed.
I mean, that was the hardest high five I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, so I held out a fist. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
Wow. I'm like,
ooh, this feels like it might help me out right now.
Yeah, that's jelking fluid.
What the fuck is this?
Oh,
what the fuck is this?
Well, you
what's
know,
that supposed to mean?
That was my idea.
I actually didn't brush my teeth this morning. So this is actually
just this morning.
I was honestly thinking on the way here, I was like, damn, I forgot to brush my teeth. What if my breath just smells horrible? I was like, maybe I should ask someone for some gum.
Yeah, well, no need.
And we got Listerine here.
Let's just do us all a favor and keep that in the car.
Use it every
keep that in the bunk.
You wouldn't mind just using that every single time before we record.
Just, you know, just a little passive aggression on
yeah,
Christmas.
Good,
yeah,
I love Christmas gifts from CVS.
Yeah.
They're the best.
If gifting anything from CVS is so funny.
So funny.
Gifting someone a razor.
Yeah.
Like,
you're Pepto-Bismol. I know you got that. You got the burps all the time. So.
Just gas X.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, you know, you're a stinky boy, so.
You know how you get when you eat. To the head, bro. Damn. You gonna swallow it?
Mm-hmm.
You're a sick fucker. You're a sick. Do it. No, you are not. You are not just gonna spit that shit on the floor.
Noel, there's cups behind you. With the champagne bottle?
Spit it in your Allbirds shoe. Reverse shoeing. Oh, man.
Just throwing up in a shoe and just and then leaving it on the side. That's the American shoey. Oh, God. So minty fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Allbirds is really not going to like that.
No.
Is this one sponsored by Allbirds? Is this episode sponsored
no,
by good. Allbirds?
No.
Then we're chilling.
Oh, you got me jelking fluid as well.
Yes, I did.
What the fuck is
no,
this?
No, that is... I got you.
Is this, deer urine?
What is that?
Is this like dough? Like you sprinkle this for hunting?
Canadian maple syrup.
Oh, this is Canadian maple syrup.
It's maybe, yeah.
Esquimanac.
From Canada.
Oh. I thought this was deer piss to go hunting with.
But
thanks,
this is
dude.
Cool too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was deer urine, but I guess this is cool too. Okay, next. Oh, feels like it might be another book.
This one's How to Jelk.
You know it says your name right here?
Yeah.
Noel.
What does it say to the left? Does it say Joey?
Jolly.
This is Joey Noel.
Just dude's names.
Yeah.
Steve.
Eric. Nathan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Hardcover Green Lights.
Hardcover of Green Lights.
I know you got the Kindle and then the audiobook. So
I didn't have the hardcover. Yeah. I had the soft one.
I want you to complete the quadrilogy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, dude. No.
Let's see. I think, didn't we already buy this?
Yeah, but it's nice to have two. I can take it.
No, I want it.
Okay, all right.
I want two.
That's fine.
Let me read a little excerpt.
You want to do a little Secret Santa right now?
If you're not a starter and you think you should be, give them no choice in the decision. Play so well, it's undeniable.
Nice.
You can have that one for free.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't make you guys buy the book.
Yeah, is this illegal?
Are we gonna get sued? You're restreaming.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get sued.
Damn.
Common sense is like money and health. Once you have it, you have to work to keep it. What? No, you don't. That's it. Well, no, here. We got one more. Some people look for an excuse to do. Others look for an excuse not to. Okay, that's about it for that. Doesn't that sound like a poster on a teacher's wall?
Yeah.
Like you can go into your principal's office.
Yeah.
And he has that poster up on the wall.
A vague horizon with a couple walking towards it.
Yeah.
Some people
with
make
a dead seal on the page.
Yeah. Some people strive to do meth. Others just make it. What? All right. This next gift, which you definitely bought, it's smaller. It's a small little box. Oh my God, Cody, is this a ring? Old World Christmas.
Yep.
It's a Christmas ornament that is a pufferfish.
Oh my God. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a special. Look at that.
Yeah, and the mouth, you can actually jam carrots.
You can jam carrots in
there.
Yeah,
the mouth is open. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
actually.
This is genius, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Great gift.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to sprinkle some deer urine on it.
Let's see what else you got me here.
That's the college I went to.
Is it?
Yep. Open it up.
Okay. What do we got here?
Oh, that is a Max Verstappen flag. Burn that. Throw it behind you.
Max Verstappen.
Here, let me see that. Let me see that.
Winner of F1 and my king.
Let me see that. Yeah.
You're not a Max fan?
No.
I'm just a fan of winners, dude.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wait, just winners sidebar. Some dude tweeted some real F1 fan shit at me last night.
What'd he say?
He was like listing out all these stats for Max's season this season. It was like most pole positions in a season, most laps led, most this, that, and people are trying to shill that Lewis should have won this. I'm like, Patriots had an undefeated season and they fucked up in the Super Bowl. It's the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
Your boy was behind 12 to 17 seconds for the whole race. He wasn't going to fucking win. He did all that and the points were even. Get bones, dude.
Yeah, fuck you.
Just had to stir the pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Stir the pot. Lewis should have won. Just stirring the pot.
Hey, this is Christmas, dude. We're supposed to be jolly.
Sorry. All right. This is a medium sized box. Would you call this medium?
Yeah, that's a schmedium. Yes. That actually was my idea.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
Cody got me a remote control car, which I'm going to.
Bust that sucker open.
Yeah, I'm going to do this for the rest of the episodes.
just me talking to you.
Uh-huh. Wait, shut up. Uh-huh.
That's actually sick. Can I see that?
No. It's my gift.
High-speed RC. Damn. All right, hold on.
Holding on.
I still have three more.
Yeah, I got you three more.
Jesus. I'm really splurged this year, dude. You spoil me.
I'm a giver, dude.
All right. Oh, let's fucking go. Wax?
Surf wax? Yeah, dude.
You got me sticky bumps, dude.
That's for you.
And?
And?
Another
Max Verstappen flag.
A Max Verstappen beach towel. Max Burbappen.
Max Burbappen. Yeah, Burbappen. Go with that one. Max Burbappen.
Max Verstappen.
No, this is the college I went to.
Oh, you got me a flag for the... Or this is a towel? What is this? For the Ultimate Surfer Show on ABC.
That's where I went to school.
This is gigantic. What
yeah,
the fuck
I know.
Is this? This is,
well, you know,
this
my
magic trick? It just keeps, there's more fabric every
second. You know, my school goes big, man. What can I say?
The Ultimate Surfer on ABC. What the, how fucking big is this thing? What is this, a bed sheet? And?
No, wait, you know what that's for?
A coloring book.
Yeah. No, dude.
Surf woodies. That's what I have every time I go surfing.
Yo, that blanket, it's big enough so that the next time you encounter a dead seal carcass.
I literally said that to my dad. I was like, should we bring a blanket out and cover it up?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Decorate it a little bit.
Cover it up like you guys are the fucking aquatic coroners. Just everyone back away,
I just
please.
Meant, like, to make it not look as bad.
That looks worse. Imagine, that just looks like a body laying on the fucking beach. What's under that?
Imagine we bring out some fucking little flower petals, yeah, like decorate it. Some candles.
She sits down on it. Is this or so? No, no, no. Oh, what's that? Then some guy comes running down the beach. Hey, did you guys see my seal?
He's like, no,
no,
Jason.
Why would you call it Jason, man?
Why did you name your seal Jason?
Yeah, surf woody, man. That's for you.
Yeah, thanks, dude. 19 kooky surf woodies and one really crazy maze. Woohoo!
Yeah.
That's what it says. I didn't do the woohoo. It says woohoo. So thanks, man.
No problem, dude.
I can't wait to color these.
Yeah.
Notice you didn't get me any crayons, though.
Well, you know.
Okay.
I think you can pawn off one of the gifts I gave you. And
two more.
Yeah, two more.
Is this a ring?
Yeah. That's a ring for you.
An iPhone battery pack. Oh, this is sick. Dude, you got me awesome gifts.
Yeah, no problem, dude.
I need this because my fucking charger port is broken.
No, I know.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I mean, I think that's been true as long as I've known you. Is your charger port is always broken. I think if there are three things, if there are statements, you know, if there are top five phrases.
Yeah.
Number two for you is, do you have a charger?
Yeah, that is true. That is pretty me. I was like making that video for Kelsey and I was going back through like 4 years of media and shit. So I got out all my old phones to like charge them again to see if there's like pictures on there.
Right.
And all of them are just like.
Yeah, they can't turn on.
They're completely fucked.
Yeah.
I didn't think I broke that many phones, but I really do.
You should get a Rhino Shield case.
This is sick. Damn.
The whole podcast is about to stop because you got a battery charger.
And you got a fucking RC car.
Yeah,
and
I got an RC car. All right, that's it for the episode.
Look, it's a magnet. Look at
it. It is pretty far.
That's sick. Okay. And one
Open
more.
Open up your last gift, dude.
One more. What is this? That's supposed to be me?
Yeah. It's actually, you can't open it. It's just a vape pen. Just pull off the ribbons on the top and go to work, man.
Sick, dude. Oh, okay. What kind of a sick joke is this, huh? Ultra restorative hair growth oil. Increase length and thickness, combat breakage and thinning.
That was my idea. You know, just in case you need it. It's like giving your friend a fire extinguisher. You know,
I don't need it.
You sure? Okay. Yeah. No. You definitely don't need it.
Thanks for that, dude.
Ryan asked me. He's like, What gifts would you like to give Cody? I was like, mouthwash and hair loss treatment.
Fuck you. And I said RC car.
Well, we know who's the evil one between us.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I can't get this shit open.
This is so sick.
I love this. I got an RC car and you have a battery pack. You're like, dude, yeah.
They're just for people on like listening here. This is the sound of it just magnetizing to the back. Is that how you say that? Magnetizing?
Yeah. What's going to be funny is when the
it's not charging. Oh, it is. No, it's not. Well, dude, thanks for the gifts, man.
No, thank you, dude.
I really appreciate it. Is there any more?
No, that's it. That is it.
Those were great. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let me just see if this works while we're at it before we get the girl to find it. What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We should do that in the bonus, maybe.
In the bone zone?
Yeah. In the boner town.
You got me. Dude, this is crazy. You can apply, like, steering diff. That is... Is that true? I've never had an RC car. You
can
tell.
Are these the ones that you can, like, actually race?
I mean, I think you can
race. Like,
there's,
like, a league for these things, right?
Oh, no. Those are... Dude, come on.
Oh, those are...
Come
different.
On.
What?
Those are powered by gasoline.
Are they
don't
really?
Even get me fucking started,
okay,
dude.
Okay, sorry. You've looked into it?
Maybe. What if I have?
Nothing. Nerd.
Wait, let's just see if it... Oh, we don't have any juice.
You gotta charge it? Yes!
Yeah, let me lock down the back plate here. Bottom, okay. You know, just...
You lock down the back plate.
Yeah, you don't want to have the base of this thing
dragging. The way these things work is you gotta lock down the back plate before you use it, otherwise it'll blow up on you. So...
Yep, I've been doing these. I've been fixing RC cars for
7,000 years, and so I know backplate.
I'm 5,000 years old. I've been fucking with RC cars my whole existence, man.
Yep. Is this Pornhub urine review?
Urine review?
Pornhub urine review? Dude, I had the funniest idea for a urine review video on my channel.
A urine review?
It's like, here are some of the best moments on my channel this year, and it's just all my brand deals. It's a compilation of every ad read I've ever done. It's either that or I'm going to make just like a fake, like reacting to like those car washing videos.
Yeah.
It's just fake moments that didn't actually happen.
And then, yeah.
Me being like, dude, this car washing is insane.
You have a 17-minute detailed video, and you're like...
I want to do something like that.
Ever since I did the like 4K bong rip for that one random ass vlog, I've just always wanted to take a chance and do like a 1 hour upload where I say nothing.
Yeah.
And I just watch bong rips. And then occasionally I might go, damn.
That was sick.
And just see if anyone goes all the way through. Maybe I'll do some Mr. B shit where I'm like, I couldn't think of anything this week. So I'm going to watch 3 hours of 4K bong rips.
No, you got to go crazy. Go 48 hours or something.
Oh, okay.
Weird, you know? Didn't you used to do that shit?
Yeah,
you like counting to 1 million,
to a million
and you'd stay
and
out for like
shit.
5 days?
Yeah.
All right, let's see this thing rip.
All right.
Is the back plate on?
It's on. It's
okay,
on.
Okay,
dude.
Good.
All right, can you reverse?
Oh, dude, that's so sick.
Oh, I can't see shit back here. I'm stuck under the T.
Sick. Well, that was fun. Yeah, see, the thing with the RC cars, you can't drive them into, like, TV stands like that because they'll get caught. So I've been dealing with these things for 7,000 years.
This thing is actually badass.
I want to just boot it so hard.
You hear the sound it's making? This is what the walrus sounded like before it died. Well, this podcast is over because you gave me a car.
Bring it over here.
Hey, if this thing was fast enough, I'd do a burnout on that Duke. On that fucking Duke scarf.
I have such a burning desire to just destroy that thing.
Yeah.
Right now.
I kind of don't blame you.
Just boot it.
Would be really funny to do that to a child. Give them an RC car. They're like in the house, and you just come running down the hallway and just like, boom!
Yeah, they're doing their first acceleration.
Yeah.
First time, and they're like, they feel the, oh my God, I can control. And they just, kunk!
Don't, dude, don't. This feels like a dog, like... Trapped in a, you know, I don't know. My boy is stuck, so.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, free me.
Free my boy.
Free my boy.
He didn't do nothing.
He didn't. Oh, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Okay. We should talk, probably.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking.
We should probably say something.
We will say something. Just
take a swig of that maple syrup.
Okay. Dude, it's got one of these, like, George Washington, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, old-ass wax thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have to eat the wax.
If it was whiskey, man, I'd...
Yeah. While I do this, Cash, do you mind freeing my race car?
No, don't free it, because they'll just drive it around.
No, free, just free it.
I'm
going to
be forced to boot it.
No, I'm just going to drive it back.
I'm
going to
kick the thing.
He just needs to come home. What? Okay, all right. That's it. That's all I need. I really can't get this. Oh, here we go. They got a little nipple over here. Oh, fuck. I just stabbed the shit underneath my fucking nail.
Are you
all
right?
No, I'm good.
This is the last episode of the year.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be good, right?
No. Damn.
No one's listening to this anyways.
That shit stabbed me pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to pass out. This is the last episode of the year.
Yeah. Stop driving the fucking thing around.
I'm just driving him home. He's just coming back to daddy. Okay? Good boy. It's been a year.
What are you gonna name it? Max Verstappen.
No. Louis. Name him Louis.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a year. We've had some crazy moments this year.
Yeah.
We met Terry Carnation.
Yep.
We got a chance to have Meat Canyon on the show. Let one of our clones out. I think next year we should let more clones out.
Yes, 100%.
We should definitely meet a lot more clones out.
Yeah. We should probably meet clone who?
Anyone.
Bryce Hall, maybe?
Clone
we got
anyone.
Him down there.
Yeah. Literally anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
We should just go down there and just cut them all loose.
Mm-hmm.
We should do an episode where it's five clones in here melting on this couch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ow.
That's the whole episode?
Yeah.
Them screaming in pain?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
We did a couple Moment House shows this year, which were fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. Really stepped it up on the ship's production. You know, just capabilities.
We're reflecting now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay. I like that. Well, yeah, let's reflect. Let's give thanks, actually.
Thanks to all of you.
Thanks to all of you guys.
Yeah.
No, the crew here.
I mean, that as well.
And to the audience.
I was thinking the audience first because, like, without them, none of us have a job.
That's a good point. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening to the show or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys are on top of my Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. Thank you, guys. That's seriously so interesting. No, I'm kidding.
Damn.
I'm joking. Thank you. For real.
Damn.
You know, thank you. Thanks, audience. Thanks to the crew here
for
making the show great.
Crew. Yeah, it's been a hell of a year. The crew has grown a lot.
Yes.
It's been a time.
Yeah, we're a real-ass company now.
Yeah.
We had a fucking Christmas party.
Yeah, we did.
That's when you know.
Yeah.
We had a sign and everything. It said TMG Productions.
Yeah. We went bowling.
Yeah.
It was sick.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Luke suggested we start a bowling league, and I think we're going to do that. So, and that's no joke, so we'll keep you posted on that. If you just see randomly a 2.5-hour upload of bowling,
yeah,
that's why.
Unedited?
Yeah.
Just raw footage?
Raw.
Yeah.
One camera angle.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be like those channels that upload marble races, but not even produced as well.
Yeah. And actually, we're gonna verse other podcasts.
Yeah, that's the plan, is we want to verse other podcasts.
So if you're a podcast host
or fuck
that's
it,
listening right now.
A or network.
What? Or a network. If you're a network that's listening right now.
Yeah.
And you want the smoke.
Come get it, dude.
Come get it.
Literally anyone.
Yeah.
This is an open invitation to get your fucking shit smacked.
Yeah.
In bowling.
And our team is, what did I say our team's name is going to be? Three Fingers Deep?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Something with fingering. Three fingers deep. no one gets in those holes like us.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to get three-fingered by us, yeah.
Yeah.
Come get it.
Yeah, if you want to get smacked.
Like if you are an executive at HBO and you and some of your boys think you're good at bowling, pull up.
Pull up, dog. We'll see.
We're trying to permanently damage any potential relationships we could build.
Yeah.
By smoking the fuck out of people in bowling. Like you're gonna show up thinking it's like a friendly thing.
No, we want it to get ugly. Yeah. Like, and personal too.
Yeah. When you show up.
That's why your wife left you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of that shot right there. Pathetic.
Yep. He doesn't know what to do with balls. We see that right there.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Your wife says the same shit, huh? Don't know how to hit it right. That's you. Look at you. Gutter fucker. You look like shit. Your nose has a smell to it. There's like too many boogers in there. We can smell your nose.
You're balding.
You shouldn't talk about what you say in the mirror like
fuck
that.
You. That's okay. That's not funny. Bald I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm using that shit.
Bald is beautiful.
I'm
dude.
Using that shit.
I can't wait till your hairline is back to your eyebrows. Just rehabilitated.
I'm gonna get hair plugs like too many and too deep.
Yeah, have literally a quarter inch between your hairline and your eyebrows. Yeah. No, fuck that. You get your hair into your eyebrow line.
This is no forehead.
Yeah.
This is the dopest hairline of all time. Record breaking hairline.
And you go back to spiky hair.
Yeah.
So you just look like a hedgehog. Yo, man, it was a bit. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You were the one that fucking bought me the hair oil.
If you didn't want me,
I started using it.
If you don't want me to look this good, you should have thought twice. But yeah, it's been
dopest hairline.
It's been a year.
Record breaking.
Thank you, everyone, for
a year. Thank you. Yeah.
Also, listening to all of our, you know, passionate speeches about surfing and cars,
racing,
more cars,
and fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a fun year.
Where do you think we'll net out with Spotify?
Like ranking wise?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they tell you at the end of the year? They should have already told us, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to be number one.
I think we are number one.
I think Joe's out.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Oh, you think we're going to be number one podcast in the States?
In the whole globe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like literally huge in every country.
Yeah.
If we go to like, I don't know, touchdown anywhere, Zanzibar.
Yeah.
Like, it's the medieval guys. We're like, hey.
Yeah.
That's us. Sword fighting extraordinaires. Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious to see where we land.
I think we did good. Yeah. I remember like last year. At the end of the year, like after doing it remotely, I was like, I don't think we have enough bits to do a best of.
Mm-hmm.
And now we were like, seeing. I think we posted on Patreon. It was like, hey, what were your guys' favorite bits of this year? And just seeing all the comments pour in.
Yeah.
Made me realize like we just did a lot of shit this year on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
I'm happy that, yeah.
Jake Paul instructional.
Yep.
Or Logan Paul Mayweather instructional.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, next year I think we have to kill a seal on the...
Yeah.
I think you have to rip a lobster in half.
Yeah.
Damn.
We should take the pod underwater.
Oh. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
We find a planet and go subterranean next year?
Yes, I think we should do that.
I'm into that, dude.
Yeah, this ship can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hide in the water when things get dicey.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy.
That's a great idea. Damn.
I think we should visit more places next year on the pod.
Yeah. Same. We should fly this thing around.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm.
fuck people up with that.
Yeah.
What else could we do? We should stuff a puffer fish full of carrots. Okay, all right. Dude, what if we hit a camel?
Camel, yes. Yeah, that's what I was
with
thinking.
With the ship.
Yeah.
What if we hit like 100 camels? So it's just the screens are just...
piles of camel bodies.
Or they're just all floating in the air from the sheer amount that we hit. No, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Nah. We're not going to joke about poop.
No.
Next year, no vomit, hot vomit.
Okay, guys, what if we actually throw up live on the show? Would that
be
okay?
And then freeze it and eat it like a popsicle. Just one lick at a time. All right, well.
We should head into the bonus.
Yeah, we're
going to
watch this
year,
stupid girl to find thing.
Yeah, we're going to tear them up in there. Really going to give it to them. Thank you all for listening, as always, and we will see you. We have a best of bits coming out next week, and then we'll see you in the new year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, and happy holidays. And if you don't celebrate New Year's, you know, we'll see you in a couple weeks then. Some people don't celebrate New Year's.
Who doesn't?
I think some people, they just...
Chinese people?
No, just some.
Because their New Year is different.
There is, but I think they're
it's
just
now. Some... Or when is Chinese New Year? It's like coming up, but it's not January
1st. No, I think there are just some Americans that just don't observe.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you say then?
Nothing. It's offensive.
Happy
if you're
January.
Like, happy. Just leave it alone.
Okay, I see.
It's just a day. It's just another day for them.
Yeah.
You know the guys that go to the gym on New Year's Eve and get up and go to the gym on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Those. It's them.
It's them.
It's the meatheads.
They don't observe New Year's.
Have you seen Liver King?
I've not yet.
I saw their bit about it.
Yeah.
And I remember like I'd seen him on TikTok, but like every time he comes up, I just scroll past.
Yeah, I saw one
like,
thing.
This guy
him.
Creeps me out. I don't want to know. I don't want to get into it at all.
Yeah.
But I got into it yesterday. The guy's fucking absurd.
What like what is he? Is he like a
he's just like way over jacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just his muscles have muscles, and, like, he's, like, fat, but, like, jacked. You know
he
what I'm saying?
Like,
his abs are so big,
liver.
He, like, looks like he's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he just eats, like, raw, like, just disgusting parts of animals.
Sick.
Because he's all about, like, living like his ancestors, and that's weird.
Right.
Whatever. Guy's a freak.
Whoever dumped him, damn, guy's a fucking freak show. Alert, the circus is on TikTok again. Whoever dumped him, I just, you know, I hope he works it out with them one day.
Yeah.
That just feels like an adverse reaction to someone breaking his heart like some years ago.
Yeah.
Him or her, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
What if he was like 110 pounds before TikTok? He's like, she is never going to forget me. And he became the Liver King.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe he's just a fucking freak. I'm playing. All right, well, we're going to freak out on Girl Defined in the bonus. We'll see if Cody
can
stay awake.
I don't think I can, honestly.
Everyone, have a good night. If you come to the bonus with us, we'll see you there. And if not, see you in the new year.
Happy New Year.
Goodbye.